Chapter 7. New Dangers. We were very sad about Anne, but our worries didn't disappear when she died. "Do you think she told Alan about our thought shape group?" we asked her sister Rachel.
"I don't know," she replied, "but Anne loved Alan, so I'm sure there were no secrets between them.
If the inspectors suspect us, they'll come and question us soon," said Rosalind. We waited nervously, but weeks passed and nobody came, so we felt secure again. Then, another frightening incident occurred. One day, Petra disobeyed Mother's instructions and went alone into the forest. She was riding her pony along a small country road when suddenly she saw a strange, ugly animal ahead. Petra jumped off her pony and climbed up a tree. She watched in horror as the creature attacked her lovely pony. A thought shape of Petra's fear and sadness reached everybody in the group. We all jumped on our horses and rode quickly to the forest. I arrived first. Petra's pony was lying on the ground, dead, and a horrible mutant creature was standing beside it. Before I could take out my gun to shoot, two arrows hit the creature, and it fell to the ground. The arrows came from Rosalind and Michael. Moments later, Catherine, Mark, Rachel, and Sally also arrived.
"Where's Petra?" Mark asked.
"There she is," said Sally, and pointed to a tree.
"You're safe now, Petra," I said gently.
I climbed up and carried her to the ground. "If anybody sees all of us here, they might be suspicious," Michael said. "We should leave immediately." Michael, Mark, and Rachel left first. But before the rest of us left, a stranger on a horse appeared on the road. He was wearing a Wacknook identity card and pointed a gun at us.
"Who are you? Show me your cards,"
he said in a hostile voice. We showed him our cards, and he said,
"We must be careful. There are groups of mutants from the fringes in the area."
"Well, we're not from the fringes," I said. "You can see we're all normal."
"Why are you here?"
the Wacknook officer asked suspiciously.
"We were riding in the forest, and we heard this little girl's cries for help," Rosalind answered.
"What, all four of you?" asked the officer.
He left, but I could see he wasn't satisfied. Petra was calmer, but she was very tired. I took her home and Mother put her to bed. After dinner, I sent a thought shape to Rosalind. "Petra doesn't know she's sending thought shapes," I said. "Today she put the five of us in danger. Fortunately, the officer didn't see Mark, Michael, and Rachel."
"You'll have to teach her to control her thought shapes," said Rosalind. "Why don't you make it a game?"
I thought that was a great idea. Next day, I said to Petra, "I'll teach you a new game, but it must be our secret. You mustn't tell anybody else about it." She was very pleased. "Close your eyes," I told her. "Now, imagine a deep, dark pool of water." Then, I sent her a little thought shape of a duck, and she laughed. "I can see a duck," she said. After that, she opened her eyes and asked, "Where is it?" "It's not really here," I told her. "It's a thought shape in your head. I imagined it, and then I sent it to you." We played for some time, and then I said, "Now it's your turn, Petra. Try and send me one, but only send it to me, not the others in the group." Petra concentrated hard and sent me a thought shape of a little house.
"This is fun," she said.
We practiced every day, and soon she was communicating in thought shapes with everybody in the group. Then one day, she said,
I can hear all of you, but I can't always hear the other people.
Which other people? I said, confused.
The people far away, she said impatiently.
Rosalind's right, I thought. Petra is different. She can receive thought shapes from other people far from here. Nobody in the group can do that. But who are these people? Do they use telepathic thoughts like us? I decided to talk to Petra again about these people. But the next day, I had a bigger problem to worry about.
People are asking questions about you, Uncle Axel told me.
What are they saying? I asked nervously.
They're saying there's something strange about you, Petra and Rosalind, and two girls called Sally and Catherine, said Uncle Axel. The five of you must be very, very careful.
I sent an urgent thought message to Rosalind, and she responded immediately. We must be ready to leave Wacknook quickly if necessary, she said. Pack some things for you and Petra. Before I went to bed, I packed two bags with clothes, blankets, and some food for Petra and me, and hid them in my cupboard.